In this week's Parsha, Parshas V'Eschanan, the Torah, we have a repetition of the Aseres Hadibros, so the Ten Commandments that were initially presented to Klal Yisrael at our Sinai back in Parshas Yisro. So there's an interesting, among the Ten Dibros is Kabedes Avicha V'Yasimecha. The person is obligated to honor and respect their mother and father. So how far does this go? So the question arose to Rav Zilberstein of an individual who was an attorney. And he sent registered mail, it was a special, you had to sign for it, and there was a special delivery. So he found out that among the people who delivered in this specific area of town that he normally sent mail towards, his father apparently was a mailman in that area. And so he wanted to know, is it mutter for him to send mail knowing that his father is going to have to schlep his mail to the outskirts of the city, depending on where the person, the intended recipient, it could have been, in Eretz Yisrael, there are communities where there are tremendous steps, hundreds of steps, and maybe he doesn't drive from one layer to the other, or if he has to go out of his way for his son's mail, so is it mutter for him to send mail knowing that in this area his father is a designated mailman and he's making his father do work for him? So there's a Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, stretching out, going on to Mem Hei Amud Beis, in which two people were having a meal together, and one person turned to the other. He picked up his cup of wine, his goblet of wine, and he said to his friend, "With this, our children should get married. I have a son, you have a daughter. So with this, your daughter will be mekudeshes with my son." So they wanted to know, is this transaction valid? Is this a real kiddushin? Are they actually married? Should we wish them mazel tov? Or do we say, no, this is all a farce, try again. You actually have to have the chasen and kala maybe meet each other, or some more, a little bit more formal than just passing a cup to another. So they turned to Ravina, and Ravina told them that the kiddushin is not chal, because we don't know that the son actually wanted his father to get him to have him get married in such a way. And furthermore, they say, so the Gemara responds to Ravina, maybe the son appointed his father as a shaliach, and so therefore his father, in his capacity as an agent of his son, he was engaging in that transaction of kiddushin that way. So the Gemara responds, no, that can't be, because a son would never appoint his father as a shaliach to do something for him. So perhaps the Havamina in this case would be that just like a person wouldn't appoint their father as a shaliach, so to hear a person wouldn't appoint their father as a shaliach, as a mailman, as a delivery person, and so therefore it shouldn't be mutter for him to send mail to this area knowing that his father is going to be the one to carry out this task. But why, does anybody have any reasons, any suggestions as to why this might not hold up?
I would think that's the father's job. He's being paid. He presumably wants that job. He needs work to do.
Right.
So it's really irrelevant,
right.
I would think.
Exactly. I would sharpen it just a little bit, just a subtle difference would be that he's not appointing his father as a shaliach in this case. He's not appointing him as the agent. He knows that his father is a mailman. He happens to send it. It's the postal service because the father, as you said, because the father wants that this job. So among the other responsibilities, among the other parcels of mail that he has to deliver today, it happens to be a package from his son. So he's not taking upon himself shlichus from his son, but rather it's among the other things that he has to do that day. So therefore, as Zilberstein says, it's not a problem if he has to, even if he's going out of his way and he's schlepping upstairs and he's driving out in 100-degree weather, nonetheless, it's not a shlichus. But he says if he can find a way, maybe instead of sending it with the postal service, send it with FedEx or send it with UPS, this way you can avoid it. So he says that person would be considered a chassid. It would be a pious thing for him to do to avoid utilizing his father, even though Me'ikar Hadin, strictly speaking, there's no problem with such an arrangement. Have a good evening.